listener production.
Hey there, Stephen Zoyce with you. It's been revealed Fire and Rescue has dealt with 112 incidents involving lithium-ion batteries so far this year. E-bikes and e-scooters are overrepresented, while researcher Dan O'Day says the number of people getting hurt is of particular concern.
One of the key points we have extracted, which is the most concerning, is that people are four times more likely to be injured in a fire involving a lithium-ion battery than all of the other fire types attended by Fire and Rescue New South Wales.
We're being urged not to buy cheap and to take devices off charge while sleeping and out of the house. Well, if you have an old smartphone lying around, it could change the life of a victim of domestic violence. Ashton Wood from DV Safephone is calling for people across the state to donate unwanted handsets with efforts to refurbish them and give them to survivors.
We'll test it and make sure it works. And it gets given to these survivors as part of their safety and escape plan. So they take them home and hide them and use them in emergencies. And then once they're safe, we don't need the phone back. They keep it. So this phone is part of their new life.
Head to dvsafephone.org to get involved. There's been more than 36,000 incidents in New South Wales over 12 months. If you or someone you know needs help, call 1-800-RESPECT. And it seems we've been spending less in New South Wales. Recent data from the ABS on retail trade shows a drop of 1.1% in March, the largest fall out of anywhere in the country. The big drop is apparently due to the increased spending in Feb during the Taylor Swift tour. The Penrith Panthers are gearing up to lock horns with the struggling Rabbitohs this weekend. The reigning premiers coming off a tight 6-point win over the Cowboys in round 8, the side though admitting it was too close for comfort. Tomorrow's own Liam Martin says the squad will stay weary, knowing the talent the Bunnies still have.
I think that's the whole competition, like you just got to respect everyone and be ready every week for teams to bring their best, so we'll be certainly preparing no different.